First of all, the issue of the diagnosis of the reasons why Boko Haram arose from the part of the government, officials and security agencies was basically wrong. That put off a lot of elite and elders from dabbling into it, because the ones that attempted to do that from the Borno Elders Forum, the ACF, the Northern Elders Forum, were all shouted down. They were labeled as sympathizers, sponsors, supporters. That really put a lot of opinion leaders off the issue. Secondly, when you come down the social ladder, the lower rung of the society, they were also put off through the activities of the Joint Task Force. I'm talking of the JTF. Because the JTF, their modus operandi was very harsh. There was gross violation of human rights. There was no accountability, no oversight from anybody. They could just come into your house, pick you up, or shoot at you. Nobody, there wasn't anybody to hold them to account. So from this brief analysis, you can see that from the top of the ladder to the lower rung of the ladder, everybody was put off for one reason or another. And that really prolonged the war. If the government had involved the people in the community in the fight against the Boko Haram, I can guarantee you it will not have reached the level that it reached.
You are from the north. You are from Kano. That's one of the epicenter of some of the violence that has been going on. As someone, an elder from there, what have you been doing yourself to stop the violence?
Yeah, what we've been doing is at the family level. You cannot get involved because even if you come out publicly to engage other members of the society, you don't know who is Boko Haram. You don't wear a tag. You don't wear a T-shirt that proclaims they are Boko Haram. So all you do is to talk to the younger elements in your family to beware of these people. They should not join any group. You watch their movements. It's just moral persuasion.
You are telling me, it seems to me you are saying that because the government or the allegation that maybe some former presidential candidates or former officials in the north are alleged to be supporting Boko Haram, that's why you people, some of the leaders there, thought that the government is taking the wrong approach. Is that correct?
Yes, because a security issue was mingled with a political issue for self-serving purposes, just to paint some people black. If the government had looked at this issue from a strictly security issue, it would have helped in no small measure. But from the onset, from the 1st October bombing in Abuja, immediately Jonathan took over power, everything went haywire. All bombings were seen in an political and ethnic or religious coloration. The North against South, Muslims against Christians, the ex-presidential candidates against the serving president. So you can see a dichotomy was deliberately built as a ground. A wall was built that you cannot just come in and crush that wall. Everybody was put off, because how can I from the North come out and give you an advice? Meanwhile, I'm the first person you have accused has been responsible for that. Meanwhile, I'm suffering the brunt. My economy is down. My people are getting killed. Social activities have been terminated, and you still accuse me of being behind this violence. So it's a mindset thing. Nobody would put his hand in here. You intervene, Boko Haram attacks you. You prefer advice, you are labeled as an accomplice or a sponsor. So it's a choice between the devil and the deep blue sea. Where do you run to? That's my point.
So you are not a sympathizer of Boko Haram, or you are not a supporter of Boko Haram?
It is beyond question that I abhor, I detest, I condemn Boko Haram in totality, and I'm not the only one. 99.99% of all Northerners, I would say that with all sense of responsibility and authority, are not in support of Boko Haram, despite the false information that has been bandied about. We are not in support of Boko Haram.